Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Reggie, Figgy, hanging out with you on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a good time. Get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. That's the Jim Allen of the Texas Hammer. Can you make the case for Amen Thompson as Defensive Player of the Year? Let's talk about it. We are a mere three games away from the end of the regular season. The Rockets are solidified in their playoffs, playoff berth, and solidified as the number two seed in that playoff berth, thanks to a Lakers loss last night versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shout out to Oklahoma City Thunder. And so we move. Like, the regular season looking like it's fairly done for. Like, you've accomplished your goals and more at this point. And now we can move to kind of individual things. I think everybody in this club is very much in on the collective goal, right? The whole mantra of sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. It reigns. But let's get into the sometimes me, right? Like, let's get into the individual awards of this, because Amen Thompson has been incredible this year. A lot of people have been heaping praise on him. You heard yesterday when we heard from Zach Lowe. Well, welcome back to the NBA podcast space, buddy. And he immediately wanted to make it known that the Rockets are really good, that, you know, they just get the thing done. Amen Thompson, really, really good. There's been a lot of praise for men. And how far can we take this praise? Like, can we get him into Defensive Player of the Year? Let's try and make the argument, Lopez.
Well, I think he's going to be maybe the most important player in the postseason for that reason alone. So making the case for him for Defensive Player of the Year is actually, it sounds kind of ludicrous because it hadn't even really been mentioned that much in mainstream, but there's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
You know, there is no real shutdown, you know, oh, that guy's Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, and I think that's the place where you start. There's no, you know, absolute. Yeah. Especially with Victor Wembanyama hurt.
Well, he was going to be it. He was the
presumptive favorite.
Yes, 100%. But you got to play, is it 65 games?
Yes, 65 game minimum.
Yeah.
And that actually is huge, because I think I heard Sean mention this earlier today on Payne and Pendergast. Mm-hmm. And this is where I will actually disagree with him. He was like, you know, narratives have formed largely, and that's going to, you know, it's hard to break those, which I don't think he's wrong in that regard, but I don't think it's as heavy of an impact as you kind of would think, because in years past, the award ballots, and I'll lean on you actually as someone who has been in these spaces, right? Like, I think you've voted on
yes
end of season awards
for about 5 years.
How did that process work for you before? They sent you a physical ballot at that time?
Back then they did. You had to do it. I think eventually email, but still.
And they sent it to you. When did they open this up to you?
It was actually after about the All-Star break you got them. And then the way it works, and so, I'm actually with you on this one, because when it comes to NBA MVP, that's where the narratives really carry a lot of weight. You know, this guy is so good. He's a good year in and year out. When it comes to these other individual awards, Defensive Player of the Year, guys like me, guys who are on the beat that watch the game, you know, every day at that point, you know, every team at that point I was watching because, it, you know, that was my full-time job, was covering the NBA. You get to start more on that particular season. It's not like body of work, career, you know, accomplishments and all that. And so what you do is, the way I would do it is I would start calling coaches and players from other cities and just get their thoughts on certain mm-hmm. players. So it's not like the narrative is already built. Oh, you know, this guy's going to be the defensive MVP or defensive, you know, player of the year. No, you have to build it on that particular year. So he does have a chance.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I also think the thing I was ultimately getting to is, like, you get it, maybe you said after the All-Star break, maybe,
and you turn it in
15 games to go.
You turn it in, it had a deadline of like right at the end of the season, as I remember it, maybe after the season. This year it is after the season.
Yeah, this year, especially because of that 65 game minimum, and not just this year, in the mm-hmm. year, last couple of years since they've instituted that rule, they don't even open up the balloting. So mm-hmm. there's no chance of someone just, you know, putting down their vote with 15 games to go, ignoring those final 15 games. They're going to see it out. And what you're seeing of late is a Rockets team that surged, a Rockets team that's getting a little bit of love because of where mm-hmm. they're finishing the season. And when you do that, when you watch that, you see, like somebody who made the case on from the 8-3-2, held Steph to 3 points. Like, you see that game, and that's fresh in your mind here down the stretch. And I think that that can help him. On top of that, can I ask you, former NBA award voter John Lopez, what did you, especially for Defensive Player of the Year, an award that there's not as many metrics that you can lean on, or at least not as many that are universally held. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you tend to, you know, base your votes on? I know you said you would kind of call and talk to some of the people that knew.
Mm-hmm. Look, 100%, as much as basketball as I think I know, I don't know what those guys know. So I would lean heavily on what coaches were telling me. And then you bounce it off from what other coaches are saying. And not about players from their own team, about players from other teams. So, like, if you were to talk to an assistant with Golden State that you happen to know, they would talk about Amen Thompson, you know, just pick another player, Lou Dort, you know, whomever. And they would say, well, this is what this guy does and gives us the biggest problems. It's really more of research than anything. And then you also trust your own eyes.
Right.
You know.
And so with that, like, some of the guys that are kind of in the pool, Jaren Jackson Jr., mm-hmm. his Grizzlies are on a massive skid. I don't think he's going to be in that great. And I'm not trying to, like, fully negative campaign, but I'm trying to set the landscape, right? Jalen Williams of the Thunder, Lou Dort of the Thunder, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's gotten a little love of the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Those guys, I wonder if their you know, ability with a really good defense, if they're going to kind of knock each other out, because I think they are one of those teams that has an incredibly high defensive rating when we start talking about those things, right? When we start talking about defensive rating, it is the Thunder up there with the best one. The Clippers are up there as well, but I don't think, like, maybe you go with Vika Zubac as the back line. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he is as sexy of a pick. The Magic up there, none of those guys are going to be in there. And fourth is the Houston Rockets, right? So the best defender on a Rockets team mm-hmm. that has the fourth best defense, and he's not going to be cannibalized by some of his teammates, is Amen Thompson. Now, the question I'll ask you is, how much could you make the, or would you make the argument that Amen Thompson is what this defense is built off of? Because I think that would be the one thing that I'd
absolutely
be scared about.
Absolutely. That, I mean, he's the heart and soul defensively, and he can do so many different things, which is always good to have. But I will say, you know, as much as, you know, advanced analytics and defensive stats and all that is a big part of the way people and voters look at this thing now, it's still good to have the sexy numbers, the steals, the block shots, the things that are so obvious to so many voters and to so many really coaches as well. So you start to look at those numbers, and that's why Wemby was going to win before he got hurt. And I think that's where Draymond Green, along with the name recognition, is going to be able to have an advantage. And he is the odds on favorite.
Yeah, he's and by a good margin, mm-hmm. especially because of late. He's been doing a thing where he's utilizing his media presence mm-hmm. to also lean in, right? With when they added Jimmy Butler, the Warriors got better, and I think they catapulted back into a little bit more of the mainstream of NBA discourse. And he has his own podcast. I think he was on like NBA Today on ESPN, and he basically was campaigning, right, in a way that we see college coaches campaigning for their quarterback for mm-hmm. Heisman or what have you. So maybe that leans in, and I do wonder, especially in a landscape where there's a lot of kind of guys and maybe not one that you specifically go to.
Yeah.
Do media members then lean on who do I know is a great defender off of not just reputation, but years past? Mm-hmm. I think he might have a leg up there. You mentioned raw stats, Dyson Daniels,
yes.
who a name that maybe not a lot of people know of, young guy out of Atlanta for the Hawks. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a little bit of an idea, he's an Australian player. They call him the Great Barrier Thief, elite NBA nickname, and that's because he averages 3 steals a game.
That's the thing. Those are the sexy numbers.
If you're gonna get a wing or guard mm-hmm. In what has been a big dominated award in Defensive Player of the Year, mm-hmm. usually it's something like that, like a Gary Payton when he has those kind of steals. So I do wonder what that feels like for men, but I think that
Gary Payton's the best example.
He is very much, Tony Allen is another one. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, guards that have been, all defense or have been like Defensive Player of the Year. Marcus Smart is another one. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder if you get Amen Thompson because he is so important. He is such an athlete. Like, you see him doing these chase down blocks. So you have the mm-hmm. highlights. I do wonder if that sticks visibly in people's minds. And you hear other players in the league giving him praise for how difficult he makes things and the ways in which he adjusts things.
Just yesterday, he's getting a lot of flowers from around the league. I think what's going to help him the most is the postseason. If they can make a little run,
Maybe for next year.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because I think, a lot of people in the game, if I were a writer, I think there's like 70 or 80 people that vote in it. I think it's like 2 from each city and then some others and broadcasters and stuff. A lot of those people have heard about what Amen Thompson can do and hear and read all these things and see all these things, et cetera. But until they see him in person, because all these writers, especially as you get into the conference semifinals and the conference finals, they go to every game.
Yeah.
Or at least used to. Budgets can be a little different these days. But you used to go to every game, so you kind of get to see it up front.
Yeah. So I'm going to be honest. I don't think he wins the award this year.
I don't think he wins it.
Unfortunately, you look at the odds, and he's not even on the board for a lot mm-hmm. of places. They've got Draymond Green. Evan Mobley, a man that I didn't mention, he's mm-hmm. a defensive stalwart for that Cavs defense that is really good, mm-hmm. although has slid a little bit. Lou Dort, Dyson Daniels, Jaren Jackson Jr., Shai Gilgeous-Alexander also in there.
Yeah.
They're all on the odds board, and Amen Thompson isn't. I think the thing that you rest your hat on is, it seems very evident that he will be a first-team all-defender, and maybe that's a little bit stretched, but he'll definitely be on one of those all-defense teams,
yes.
100%. I think I'd probably put it at like a 70% that he's a first-teamer, and I think that's enough for right now, but he probably is stepping to a space where he might be a perennial, just jot him down
and
on the short list of Defensive Player of the Year, which at this point, that's enough, but it'd be nice if he could get a little bit more accolades for this season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it is Masters Week, ladies and gentlemen, a tradition like no other. Included in that is the Masters dinner, the Masters Champions dinner that happened last night. Scottie Scheffler had his menu together. What would your menu look like? That's the question of the day. What would you have to have on your Masters dinner? 713-572-4610. We'll do that as the question of the day.